This is Habitation Infiltration,
a Captain America Movieverse fanfic written by Gal Wednesday, Silent Walrus, and Skeller Bvd. This story is rated G and contains the pairings James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers, Ambiguous Barbershop Quartet, with additional tags for the Give Bucky 12 Dogs campaign run by J.B. Barnes. Natasha lives in the moment. Accidental mortgage acquisition. Sam is never making breakfast again in his life. Summary. Conning Your Way into Cohabitation, a Primer and How-To Guide by S.G. Rogers. Bucky wasn't kidding about Steve's autograph reflexes being a problem. It turns out he, in a fugue state of bureaucracy, signed his driver's license as Captain America. So when he buys a house, has to sign all the paperwork as such. Big C, big A, big swoosh, everything. According to Bucky, the realtor was cracking up. When Sam finds out about this, of course, he does the only logical thing. "Oh, hey guys, fancy seeing you here," he says, strolling through the front door with a duffel bag over his shoulder. "In my house, which I own, because I'm Captain America. I live here. It says so right on the mortgage." There's a silence. Steve and Bucky are both at the kitchen table, now craned towards him. Sam pauses. "You know, the joke loses a little something when both of you look way too excited about it." "Stay as long as you like," Steve says, too quickly. "We will give you the good towel," Bucky says. "That's sweet, guys, but wait, did you say good towel?" "Yes." "As in singular. As in you own one good towel." "Sure," Bucky says, looking puzzled. "Do we need more?" Steve asks. "Oh my god," Sam says. It takes Sam 2 months, 4 Target runs, and a grueling IKEA campaign to realize that his name is on half the utility bills somehow, and he has, in fact, moved in. This is an inopportune realization to have when you're in the middle of installing a very heavy microwave in what you are discovering is, in fact, your kitchen. Luckily, Bucky keeps the mortgage papers in a safe that, fuck, Sam knows the combination to. They gave him the combination to the safe that contains all their paperwork. Which, admittedly, is a couple of moldy birth certificates and a bunch of printouts that definitely exist in, like, 4 other places, and also online. But Sam also knows where they keep their guns, and the gummy bears they keep hiding from each other, and the stack of fake passports, and the even moldier new drawing Steve did way back in 1930, whatever. Oh, hell no. Sam slaps the mortgage paperwork onto the kitchen table in front of Steve the next morning. "You did this on purpose." "Greatest tactical mind," Bucky says. "Who wants French toast?" Steve says brightly. "Me," Natasha says. "Do you live here too?"
"I live in the moment, Sam," Natasha says, taking a seat. "Specifically, the moment where I get French toast." Sam looks from Bucky, who is in fact stirring a massive bowl of batter, to Steve, whose guilty shoulders are prying frying pans out of the kitchen cupboards. Natasha, wearing what looks like matching green plaid pajamas, has produced both an apple and a knife and started peeling. Sam sits down heavily at the table. "This ends in us getting a dog." Steve's allergic, Bucky says absently.
Steve? Steve, the super soldier. Cyanide gives him an upset tummy. Nerve gas gives him a headache, Steve?
Sam says, just to get things straight.
Bucky has stopped stirring. He's now staring at nothing. We could get a dog.
Now you've done it, Steve says.
Seriously? We could get many dogs,
Bucky says quietly, emphatically.
How has this not come up before?
Sam says incredulously.
They're not exactly thinking their way out of Plato's cave here, Natasha observes.
It's mostly old people talk and eating.
No landlord,
Bucky says, starting to look delirious.
No allergies. Steve, dogs!
You did this,
Steve says, pointing a finger at Sam.
Me? How did I do this?
Two dogs.
No. 12.
You reminded him that you're Captain America? That you are literally superhuman? His memory's not that shitty.
He wasn't thinking about it,
Steve says defensively.
He doesn't think of me that way.
As far as Sam can tell, Bucky's brain damage largely manifests itself as a sort of really intense absent-mindedness. Things Sam has witnessed Bucky doing include placing a handgun in the dishwasher, trying to put on a second pair of pants, and cracking an egg into his coffee. He also, when not paying much attention, tends to treat Steve like an elderly Jack Russell Terrier. He puts blankets over Steve when it's cold, keeps force-feeding him iron-rich things like spinach and liver, and has a habit of walking 3 city blocks when he needs to smoke. Steve, who is not at all a feeble little terrier, and is in fact a massive wrecking ball with the constitution of a cockroach, enables this horrifically. Sam has witnessed, on several occasions, a half-asleep Bucky pick up an extremely awake Steve and carry him to the bedroom.
Come on, pal. Let me give you a hand,
Bucky had mumbled, to which a perfectly awake Steve had said,
okay.
Personally, Sam thinks that should have snapped Bucky out of it, since by all accounts, tiny terror Steve was kind of a raging asshole. But it's possible nothing can shake the barn's foundation when it's been set. He's also witnessed Bucky mumble,
have you gained some weight recently?
To which Steve had replied, all 300 pounds of him in Bucky's arms. Nope. Now Steve is saying, we can't have 12 dogs. And sounding extremely unconvincing about it.
We have a yard, Bucky says.
We have the time. Steve. Dogs. Do I need to worry about this?
Sam says. You need to worry about selling your old house, Natasha says, handing him a chunk of apple.
Seriously?
I can help. I'm a licensed realtor, probably.
Two dogs,
Steve says.
12 dogs.
4 dogs.
12 dogs. 3 dogs, maybe 4, and Natasha and I have veto power over any future dogs,
someone says. And Sam realizes with a sense of deep resignation that it's him.
3 dogs, Steve says, deeply relieved.
And Bucky doesn't actually protest, which is as good as an agreement.
For now.
That can be an argument for another day, which Sam will be involved in because apparently he lives here now. He's not
upset about it, exactly.
But it would have been nice to be told.
On the other hand, Sam's basically never going to make his own breakfast again. Or dinner. Or lunch. Or midnight snack, if he has anything to say about it. And he will, because Steve is going to be paying for his tactics for a long, long time. What the hell?
Somebody say something about French toast?
Sam asks, and goes to get himself a plate. The end. Reader's notes. I double-checked with Skellert as to how to pronounce their username, and the quote that I got was, "The second half is any given laser noise. Pew pew! Vvvt! Bzzzt! Pow!" So there you go. Laser sounds. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed Sam's frustration. Here is the happy ending of the barbershop quartet that everybody wanted. And not this nonsense with time travel that doesn't even fucking make sense. Have a nice day!